Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the Meditation to
For self-realization
Self-Realization show with Marion. Is that
and
you?
Jim. And then we have some special guests, Amrita Adhikar and Rhonda Alexander and Joyce Johnson and Simeon Irwin. We didn't forget about you, Sim. And so today we're being grateful for universal intelligence. And so we're going to start the program with some collective breathing so we can become one breath. And let's see, we might need to I'm going to mute everyone so that when we share, I'll unmute. Okay, and so let's start with some maybe closing your eyes if you're not driving or if you're in a safe position and take some deep breaths, some slow inhales, slow and deep, and then see if you can make your exhale even longer than your inhale. And sit with your spine erect. And as you take these inhales and exhales, feel your facial muscles relax. And make sure your tongue drops and is relaxed. And as you take your next deep inhalation, feel your chest rise. And as you slowly exhale, feel your chest fall. So these are things we can bring our attention to when our mind wanders. And feel your shoulders relax. And with your next exhale, feel the relaxation moving through each part of your body. Okay, so let's inhale together. And when you're exhaling, you can gently open your eyes when you're ready. And we will start our gratitude to the universal intelligence. So I get to do the AV today. There will be some movement in this meditation, so just so you know. And here we go with Preetiji.
Namaste. Welcome to the 12th and the final day of the Gratitude Challenge. You are a peaceful warrior. You have done what very few people in the world would have done. Your Anahata Chakra, your heart chakra, with its 12 petals, is so open now. Your connection with the divine is way deeper than it ever was, and this will only grow. If you have missed out on any of the previous day's gratitude challenge, I would suggest you to complete them. Ask the Ekam Mitras to help you with it. Sri Krishna ji and I have given them Shakti Path, so that powerful Diksha can flow through them. The final day of the gratitude challenge is gratitude towards the divine or the universal intelligence. Remember, more grateful you feel towards the universe, more reasons you will have to feel grateful. More you recognize the blessings of life and offer gratitude for them, remember, more blessings will flow in life. More you celebrate the gifts and miracles you have received with others, the more your life becomes a field of miracles. So rise up to the final challenge now. Shall we begin? Please sit still with your back erect on a meditation cushion, mat, or a chair. Place your palms on your heart. Inhaling slowly, stretch your hands up and bring your hands to your heart with the chant. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Your eyes. Inhale. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Relax your palms on your thighs now and keep them open to the sky. Open your heart and see the any number of times you were protected and your loved ones were protected. recognize the times you had wished for something or had asked for something, and the universe has given it to you in its own perfect timing. Connect to your life today and recognize all that is beautiful about your life. If you have never truly felt grateful to the divine, say now is the time. Converse with the divine like you would talk to a loved one. Express your gratitude. Thank your divine for opening your heart to gratitude itself.
Dhanyosmi Daivam. Daivam.
embrace your divine. Ask the divine to be with you at all times. You may slowly open your eyes now. With this, you have opened up to friendship with the most powerful force in the universe. Share your realizations and celebrate them with the group. Read and listen to other people's experiences. May your heart flood with gratitude every day. May your life be a field of miracles. Namaste.
Okay, we're figuring out how to. Okay, let's see if we can find everybody now. So, right here. There we are. Okay, so we can stop share here. And all right, so now is our time to share. And since I did mute everyone, you will have to unmute in order to be able to share. Seems like you may be, your mic might be open, Erin.
Mine is open. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's a great way to bring in the winter solstice, this time of letting the things in winter go and beginning to even consider rebirthing into the spring. Tomorrow, the day will be a little longer. And that's all, you know, that's given to us. And sometimes I don't remember to really take in what a miracle it is. So that was a very beautiful meditation to just remember that I'm connected, I can ask. And also it came to me that, you know, when she was saying to, you know, ask the universe or God to be with me, you know, I don't feel God ever leaves me. I leave God. I forget. So, a new day and a new intention to remember the little speck that I am on this universe. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I have this really cute kitty that stayed for the entire
I know somebody else had kitties last week, but I've got this kitty on my lap that was very comfortable. So
I saw his big eyes at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Took over the screen.
He's chilling.
Meditating. And that's beautiful, Erin, because and tomorrow will be a little bit warmer.
And a little bit lighter.
And a little bit lighter. We do have a lot of light with that bright white light out there.
True.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing and for joining us today.
Thank you for reminding me to be here.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay. Anybody else choose to share?
Well, I always like this meditation to connect with the universal intelligence. Aaron was saying, you know, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit dwells within us. We were given that power. So it's really nice to stay connected to that and remember that. For me, I don't know. I felt like I kind of zoned out today. And I didn't sleep.
You didn't?
No. Oh. I didn't fall asleep.
You sure?
Just don't ask me exactly what was said.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, connecting to the universal intelligence, it's all out there, it's all around us, and it's just that awareness of being with it and knowing that I can call on it at any time when I forget that it's there. And so, like, I found myself doing the call, I am presence, thou art master, and that brings in my divine or my universal intelligence, my connection with my soul, with my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I do that quite often because that's my go-to memory of what my divine looks like and the universal intelligence that comes through it. And so that's pretty much my share. I mean, that's just, that's what I was doing while we were, it looked like I was sleeping.
Anybody else ready?
Yeah, this is Simeon via phone.
Okay.
I just was, when we were meditating, I went back to a time when I'd been picked up at the airport near Bozeman and was coming back, and a storm had come in very quickly, and I was picked up by a friend, but then I drove home and over the pass, and I was going just a few miles per hour too fast and hit some black ice, and we did 360 degree ice skating sort of circles on Interstate 90 there. And it was so interesting because I just immediately, my first response was, oh, excrement. But then I just felt like this calm came over me, and I knew that I was, that we were going to be okay. And we did the 360 circles, and then we tapped the guardrail, put a crack in the plastic part of the bumper. But it was just amazing. I just knew that, at least on the inner, or at least that's what I felt, you know, no great harm was going to come. And it was sort of like the hand of God slowing the car down and making it, you know, stop. But that's about it. But it was something else.
Yeah, divine grace, for sure. Divine intervention, because, boy, doing circles, you could get hit and totaled real quick. That could be the end. Thank you, Sim. Thanks. I had to hold my breath for a while because it reminded me of one time doing that. We were driving to Chicago, and I believe it was raining. It was not icy. It was raining. And I decided to get off the on an exit, and I applied the brakes too quickly. And did several, I don't know if I did more than one, but we were spinning. We definitely did a donut. And by divine grace, I ended up forward and facing the exit and just calmly got off.
Facing the exit, facing the traffic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were facing the traffic.
About it all, and everybody else, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the kids in the back are, oh, Mom, you're going.
Yeah, because we did. The spin stopped facing the oncoming traffic, and it was at night, so we could see their lights coming at us. And And then when I turned the car right, it was right in front of the exit, and we were able to exit off. And yeah, it was a, so it just reminded me of that when you shared that, Simon, and it did come up for me in the meditation, thanking the divine for having protected us, that no cars were right on my tail to total us. And another one that came up for me was the fact that when I lost my hearing at 19, and you know, I was devastated. I was in, all of a sudden, within 6 months, I found myself in a very silent world, and angry at God, and how could you do this to me? And then at some point I began to feel a presence with me, and I could, and it brought me great comfort. And so that presence became for me Jesus. And long story short, I was able to get surgery and have my hearing in my right ear restored, and some of it restored in my left, not by surgery, but just because the brain, because the whole head actually hears, not just the ears. And so when I had surgery done on my right ear, I gained enough so that I'm functional and I can hear, and I do have a hearing aid for my left ear. So I'm eternally grateful, because when I went for my hearing aid, the hearing doctor told me, I have not seen anyone last longer than 5 years with that surgery and continue to have good hearing. 5 years is the most, and it has been over 50 years. So I feel divinely blessed in that way. And there's so many things that I feel so blessed, so many, you know, close calls that our children have had along the way. And I actually came to tears during the meditation to realize how protected, how guided I've been through my life. And just to have found this wonderful man next to me, that's mostly wonderful. I'll be perfectly honest.
When I'm being divine.
Yeah.
I'll make some more of those divine cookies.
Yeah. Eat them all. So, thank you. That's my share.
That's an amazing share. Thank you. I did not know that about your hearing. And, you know, you hear with so many other parts of your body too, Marian. That's kind of one of the things that stands out about you, is how you hear with your heart and you hear with your body language. And you know, so that makes sense that maybe that one sense was diminished in some ways, but all those others opened up. So that makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
And I wanted to add, you know, even as we're sitting in these beautiful little meditations together for, you know, a half an hour in our whole life, if we only do it once or we do it every day, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to think in those limitless terms, because there are so many people, you know, even within my immediate family or community, that are limited in how they see the support of the universe. And so I'm reminded to be limitless in my connections. You know, we really are one being. And I don't always live and walk that. Sometimes I think I'll even make myself less shiny because the people around me don't necessarily see their own divine shine. So encourage everybody to be limitless in their ability to heal and to extend love and to be part of that universe.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I could share a little story about that unlimited mind, you know, giving the universal intelligence a form of some sort really helps me. And I was doing this electrical project around here, and one day, Mary, and I was just hitting a wall, everything I was doing. So, well, are you asking for divine intelligence to help you out? And light bulb went on, and I'm calling forth God, the Holy Spirit, Krishna. I just kept going with names, you know, forms that I have images of in my head. And it was just a great day. Everything was working out, and I was running around like a little kid, just all happy and, you know, connected. At the end of the project here, we flipped on all the switches. Everything was working for about 10 minutes. And then somebody plugged in a surge protector and started smoking. And lights were flickering and things stopped working.
So, blew out a whole section of electricity.
Yeah, but there was so anyway, I had somebody come over right away, and he's checking out the breaker box, and he says, "Oh my God, you got 240 volts coming through. You should have 120 here. Something zero. Somewhere you got some wires crossed." And sure enough, so on the outside of the house is a service disconnect, and that's the main breaker that you'll flip if things go haywire like they were. So I said, well, why don't we go out and look at the service disconnect, see how I hooked that up. And we went out there, and sure enough, I had two wires crossed in it that was causing that surge of power. And so we connected those the right way, and then all of a sudden everything worked. So the point is too, that service disconnect, and that day I didn't really, I was like ego, you know, hey, I did it, you know. And the name of the box being service disconnect later, when I was just thinking about the day, and I was like, yeah, service disconnect. So I had some wires crossed, and I was thinking how in that aspect, I was thinking about how I serve. If I'm serving with others with love, or just going about, okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do a favor, you know, but not actually serving with love. And so the point I'm trying to make is all of a sudden this universal intelligence that I give form to and that I connect with sends me messages like that in whatever I'm doing, whether it's baking or building something, or in this case, the electrical. And that was the message, is that maybe you got some wires crossed. Why don't you take a look and see how you serve others. Is it with love or obligation or whatever?
Duty.
Duty. I say that a lot. Oh, we did our duty. So, you know, that was a real good eye opener for me.
Yes, and it's in such a profound self-realization to come, you know, to come deep within and go to one's truth. Yeah, that resonates as true for me. And that's really what meditation brings, is we go inward and we find out things about ourselves that we don't necessarily see. The light of awareness comes up. So thank you for sharing your blowout, your electrical blowout.
Blew my mind.
The self-realization blew your mind?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It sure does.
Okay. I think we lost Joyce.
No, she's still there,
but I don't see her picture anymore. So, Rhonda, did you have anything you would like to share?
My internet went out during the meditation. So,
the whole thing?
Most of it, yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. I still was able to roll right back in and really look at this whole thing called divine intelligence. For me, I absolutely believe that we are one with divine intelligence, with God, universal source, spirit, whatever it is you call it that works for you. And that as being one with universal intelligence, everything that we need, everything is available to us through that one source. And that all we have to do is open our minds, our hearts, and our souls and listen, because the answers are already there. They already exist. Whatever it is we want to manifest, it's already been manifested. And all we have to do, and I think you said this, Aaron, all we really have to do is to remind ourselves to be open and to listen so we can receive the gifts and use them in our lives, because they're already there for us. They already exist. And then the other piece for me is, I always look at universal intelligence, I'll call it Great Spirit is what I call it most of the time, but I know that I'm one with Great Spirit in me, around me, over me, above me. We're just all one, and that we're co-creating together. We're co-creating this life together, my life path, the oneness of the world, and that everything I do in receiving these gifts from Spirit or opening myself up to them, I'm also opening myself up to connecting with the oneness of the universe, and also realizing that what I do, how I choose to be, think, is also affecting the oneness of the universe and with all of us. And last night, in another group I'm in, we were talking about, you know, the question, how do we bring unity and change to all this chaos that is in the world right now? And the thing that for me that I realized what I can do is exactly what we're doing right now. I can't always affect the behavior and have a behavior change take place immediately, but I can be the true spirit in the world, be part of that divine intelligence. And on some level, everything is changing because of that. It may change in my lifetime. It may not, as far as the out picturing, but I do know behind all of the stuff that is being out pictured in a very difficult way right now, we are one, and things are growing and they are changing, and that everything that is happening right now is a wake up and an opportunity for us to connect and be in unity or community with each other in the world.
So. Yeah, truly. And that's why we do this. And that's the name of the movement that ECHM represents. Is they don't like to consider themselves an organization. They like to consider themselves a movement.
A movement towards oneness.
Yeah.
One in consciousness.
That's right. What ECHM means. So you said it very beautifully.
Yeah.
It's powerful to know that we do have that influence, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of our loved ones and in our communities and the world.
Well, it's such a stark difference, too, when you start heading towards that type of consciousness. I was talking with my sister the other day and listening to all the suffering that she puts upon herself. And even our daughter is listening to her talk about her big brother. And it's like, boy, the stark difference between being connected to more of a, well, I'd call it a beautiful state versus that suffering state. Why do we want to hang out in the suffering state? I mean, I'll be the first to admit I'll go there. And now what's happening as I move forward is I'll spend less and less time in that state of mind, because you just don't get out of it.
Well, and that's what keeps us separate.
Yeah.
We were, you know, there's only one way that we become separate, and that's, it starts within and with our thinking and our believing and getting caught up in everything you were explaining, James. And that's what keeps us separate and keeps us from oneness. Anyway, that's my perspective. And yes, I find myself all the time having to remind myself of that. You know, do you really want to be thinking along those lines, believing along those lines? Does it serve you? Does it serve the world? You know, and as I catch myself, then I can bring myself back to that. And I can have compassion for all the difficulties that other people are feeling and are going through, because I think that's the other piece that is so important, is compassion. We can have compassion for ourselves, for others. We don't have to like what they're doing. We don't have to agree with them, but we can have compassion, because my take is that most of the time when we are acting out of compassion, it's because we're hurt or we're angry or, you know, we're sad in some way, something, we're fearful. And so that also separates us from divine intelligence. And so I remind myself of that when I'm looking at what's going on around the world, that these are people just like me who go through the fears and the hurts. They acted out very differently than me, and I wish they wouldn't. But I can get behind all that and have compassion for their plight and their fear and their hurt and their anger, and then send love to them, just like, you know, just send love to them. That's all.
Yeah.
It's just... I just say something about what Rhonda just said about that thought, you know, how our thoughts are out there in that universal consciousness all over, because we're all connected as one. Our bodily form is just a form made up of all these molecules and stuff. And so thought, though, is out there as part of the universal consciousness. And that's one thing I know I've been working on a lot, is what am I thinking? Where am I going with these thoughts? Because, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but you never know what I'm thinking. And I'm really working on, you know, either sending out any kind of negativity or discordant energy or some stuff that can get ugly, you know. And I think that really does make a difference, you know. And so I'd rather be having thoughts of, you know, Joyce being able to get her mic to work or compassion, like you said, Rhonda, just send out that compassion and that love.
And to ourselves.
Yeah. And like Aaron said about the unlimited, you're there at with a gathering of people, and all of a sudden you're feeling like you have a whole different level of consciousness. Well, you know, it's like just reaching out and in thought and listening, you know. I like that, you know, because then you're connected.
Yeah, there's a, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, there's another piece of this in Science of Mind, which is the spiritual center I go to. They look at universe, there is universal intelligence, there is God, there is spirit, and all of that is pure. It knows the truth, it knows everything, and that's what we can tap into, like I was saying. However, they also look at the fact that there's this other thing called universal law. And between form and spirit is universal law. And all of our thoughts go through universal law. And universal law is impartial. Whatever you think, it will create. It will help you manifest. It has no, it's just 100% neutral. So if we think a negative thought, then great. Hey, I'll help you create that. And because it just doesn't know anything different. And for me, that's been very powerful, because it reminds me how pure spirit really is, but on the way to our form, as with our mind, considering our mind, our form, where we think, we just got to remember that the universal law, or the implementation piece between us and great spirit, has no partialness at all. It just creates whatever it is we put out there. It helps us do it.
That's beautiful. That's exactly what Preacher G meant when she said, the more grateful we are, the more we'll have to be grateful for. Because we create our reality. We create our miracles by being grateful.
And this impartiality that you just mentioned, I'm really glad to hear that. That's probably what kept me out of psychological jail.
So, James, you did pass go and you collected your $200?
I did. There was a big opening in the jail bars.
Oh. All right, well, unless anybody has anything else they would like to add, we're going to do our celebration song, which is actually a pretty slow one. Aaron's familiar with it.
She's real familiar with it.
I think some of you might be also. So
that was going to be my last little add. Oh,
yes, please.
Just a tool for getting from that negative place in your mind where you're churning those thoughts that aren't going to help you to achieve that peace and that oneness is, let's not forget the beauty of mantra. I mean, I play mantra in my home. I play and I fill my head with that. And if I listen to even the same mantra long enough, then I'm singing that in my head. You know, it's sort of a tool for just getting out for a minute from that little hamster wheel of the negative self-talk. So that's all I wanted to add. Play mantra.
That's a
great reminder. I was listening to a podcast by a couple of Hare Krishnas, and they talked all about why they chant and do mantra. And that's it. Just like you said, it just clears things out and keeps you.
It does for me. Yes.
Yeah, it does that for me too. I love it.
All right. I'm going to see if this works now. Yeah, let's